98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
You're on there. That's what I call sport on 98FM. It is Jamie Moore here on Sunday, and it's time now to preview today's Leinster football final. It's Dublin against Kildare in Croke Park with a 4 o'clock throw-in. In a moment, we're going to hear from Dublin legend Charlie Redmond, who has some very strong words for Jim McGuinness. But first, 98FM's Sean O'Regan has been speaking to the manager, Jim Gavin.
I was delighted to be joined by Jim Gavin, Dublin senior football manager, ahead of the Leinster final on Sunday. Jim, just going into the final, would you have liked more of a challenge in preparation for this match? Obviously, Westmeath was a bit of a walkover.
I wouldn't look at it that way, Sean. You know, we had to prepare really diligently for that game. We knew, like we played Westmeath the previous season. We saw them some of their games this year, so we knew what the potential that they had. It was a difficult one for Westmeath in hindsight. You look back on it, they had three games back to back. Whereas we were fresh going into the game, and they had a couple of injuries as well, which didn't help them. But you know, we just focused really on our performance to get that right, and a lot of hard work was put in to get that, and it just doesn't happen in case the Dublin players turn up and a performance like that happens to arrive and the referee blows a whistle. They prepared well, and based on that preparation, they got the performance.
I know it's probably very repetitive for you, but obviously Dermot Connolly isn't available on Sunday to face Kildare. Does he have any involvement with the team at all? Like, is he at the trainings, or what's his current status with the team?
Yeah, Sean, Dermot is on. He's on his individual program, working away in the background on that. So, you know, whether Dermot will get a chance to play with Dublin again this year remains to be seen, because we don't know where our journey will bring us in 2017. But so, you know, he's a very determined, focused, you know, disciplined man. And he gets great pride representing Dublin and wearing that county jersey, and hopefully we can he'll get an opportunity this later on the season to play, but we just don't know.
And I don't know if you read the articles and everything after the match, but Jim McGuinness came out and said that your outburst, now that's his words, not mine, was about togetherness and a sense of fraternity amongst the team. Is there any truth in that at all?
Thankfully, I don't need to work on that. There's a great bond in that Dublin team. They get their motivation from representing the great city of Dublin, and that is the big driver for them. And that's what they get pride in, is representing the great support that we have. You know, to see during the Bourne Cup, even National League and Championship game so far, the thousands of people that follow the team and the support that we get is just it's awe inspiring for the players. But you know, Jim is not his opinion. He's a fantastic coach. You know, we're all delighted for him that he's doing so well in another sport. And as GAA men, we're obviously rooting for him that he does well, and long may his success continue.
And then, unfortunately, everything that happened after the match took away from the unbelievable Dublin performance. Obviously, you mentioned Pat Splann and Colin O'Rourke in your post-match comments. Is there sort of an agenda against Dublin, do you think, in the media or the wider GAA public?
I would hope not. You know, there's some fantastic analysis out there and reporting on games, and it's you know, obviously you want that subjectivity. You want people to express their opinions and express themselves. And I think, you know, the reporting has been in the main is balanced. But you know, I don't really read too much into it. You know, once we play a game, it's over. We have our own. Our own managing team, analysis team, to review the game. So that's we would obviously see it differently. And naturally enough, if you're not inside any team's tent, you don't know what's actually going on. The culture that's there, the value set, the environment that's being created. So it's all the opinions are expressed from the outside. And I suppose the opinions that matter to me are the players and our supporters.
And then just looking ahead to 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, obviously Kildare have been impressive enough against Laois and Meath. How impressed have you been with them?
Yeah, very impressed. They've had a very good National League campaign under their belt. Over the 8 games they played, probably an average scoring rate of probably 19 points. Promotion Division 1, albeit they were beaten by Galway in the Division 2 final, Croke Park, but that didn't take away from a very impressive league campaign, and they've backed that up now with 2, as you said, very impressive performances against Laois and Meath. Very settled side at the moment, despite on the bench, like, they'd have Peter Kelly, Emma Bolton, you know, Paul Cribben might or might not play, Ben McCormack, Neil Flynn, Eamon Callaghan, you know, there's Chris Healy, there's a host of names there that are trying to break onto the team. But so they've a very settled side, very good full back line. O'Grady's been very impressive again this year. We know them well. Hiding in the corner, very good man marker. And Ollie Lyons again, been around for many, many years, but you know, continues to play a very athletic type of game and gets up and supports the attack. They've obviously got three players who come back from pro sport, one of them being Kevin Feely, midfield, and he's been very, very impressive so far. Exceptional fielder of the ball, looks very comfortable on the ball, and probably scored over 23 points to date in the National League and Championship. Ferkel Comey, the other wing, very workmanlike, chips in with some scores as well. So that's a very solid half-forward unit. And up front, McNally has been in a serious vein of form. Brophy we'd know well, he's back from AFL. We know from 2013 where he got a goal against us.
Jim Gavin, thanks very much and best of luck on Sunday.
Cheers, Sean. Thanks very much.
Yeah, that is the Dublin manager, Jim Gavin, speaking to 98FM's Sean O'Regan on Now That's What I Call Sport this Sunday morning. The strength is to some of its parts, according to the manager. A man who I'm sure would agree with that is former Dub, Charlie Rebin. Charlie, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jamie.
Charlie, your opening views on today's Leinster final, Dublin v Kildare, a 4 o'clock throw in at Croke Park.
Yeah, the intriguing fixture. Like, it's Kildare have been there for a while, and we know how strong football is Kildare, and they've been out of the limelight for a number of years after being there for a number of years previous to that, and they're coming now with a fresh approach. They have a lot of young players that they've had great success at underage over the last 7 or 8 years, and that's coming to fruition now. I just think, unfortunately for Kildare, this is going to be a year too early. I do believe that Dublin will have all the aces in this game. I believe that all the talent is on the Dublin side, and all the belief and the self-confidence is on Dublin side. And I think just as it comes into the last 20 minutes, I think Kildare will be found wanting slightly.
Yeah, the manager, Jim Gavin, has made one change in terms of the players who we think will start on the pitch, Charlie, in the 15 name. Johnny Cooper out with a hamstring injury, so Owen Gara comes in as one of the forwards. So I make it six changes in position from the semi-final. How do you see that working?
It'll be interesting to see where Niall Scully lines out. If Niall Scully lines out at wing back as he has in the two previous games, it'll allow James McCarthy to go to midfield and Kilkenny to go into the half forward line. I believe that is what may happen in this case. I don't see Kieran Kilkenny, even if he does take the trouble in that midfield, staying in midfield for too long. He'll be operating in the full forward or the half forward line, I imagine, for the vast majority of the game. We know that James McCarthy, one of the great footballers of Dublin of all time, didn't play well the last day. He was dropping balls. He looked out of position. He didn't look comfortable in what he was trying to do. And maybe if they do put him back to wing back, they're trying to get him to re-energise himself. But I just believe at midfield, I think it's you're not going to get it right before. It'll allow him to grow into that position, and I hope he sticks with James at midfield, because I do believe James McCarthy is a legend in the making.
Yeah, so I interviewed James McCarthy sitting on Hill 16 about 6 weeks ago, and to see him in the game in the semi-final a couple of weeks ago, Charlie, he is just a man mounting himself, and Brian Fenton particularly, when you stand beside him and you get to speak to him, you actually appreciate how big and strong they are, and two of the main men for Dublin. Another main man who come off the bench to score a goal in that win over Westmeath was Owen O'Gara in the team for this week, Charlie. No Bernard Brogan again. He must be wondering what's going through Jim Gavin's head, the fact that he's made a change in that area and hasn't put Bernard in, but a good vote of confidence for Owen O'Gara to be in the team.
Absolutely, and I think Jim is playing a hand here. I think he's trying to encourage every player to show them that, listen, if you come in, you play well, there's an opportunity for you to gain a jersey. Now, Owen came in the last day, got that magnificent goal, had a couple of opportunities more for scores we didn't take, but he's very industrious around the field, and he's a horse of the courses for man. We know how strong he is, we know how physical a player he is, and he can but if he gets the right service into him, he can really dominate his opponent. If that happens for full forward, I can really see him causing some damage into their full back line. But it's imperative for Owen is that the right type of ball comes into him, and that he remains composed, he remains focused on what his job or his function is within the team. Because sometimes I believe when he loses that focus, he finds himself in difficulty with the referees. Hopefully today that won't happen to him, and he'll have the huge game that we're all Dublin supporters hope he has. He's one of the favourites on Hill 16. You only have to go on to Hill 16 and you know. And indeed, all Dublin supporters, when O'Gara comes on, they know he wears his heart on the sleeve. They know he's Dublin through and through. We know that he relishes every opportunity he gets to play for Dublin, because he's playing with a phenomenal football team. And as I said, he's Dublin through and through, and all supporters can really relate to that.
Charlie, the Kildare manager, Keane O'Neill, has named an unchanged side from their semi-final win. What do we expect from them? Where do their threats lie? And do we feel that they'll give Dublin any sort of a challenge? Because Dublin going for 8 in a row in Leinster, that in itself will show you that Dublin haven't been challenged overly much over the last 7 years, and certainly in the run to this year's final, it's been no different.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he hasn't changed the team. I think the performance against Meath in the semi-final in Tullamore was a really good outing for them. And I would be more surprised if he changed the team than not change. As I said, the full forward line looked very potent. Feely in midfield, you know, he scored from play. Super player. We'll need to obviously be keeping an eye on him. But I think he's going to have his hands full with Tommy Mulick in midfield. He's more of a midfielder in the old way. He's not probably not as mobile as he once was or probably would like to be. And so if he takes up Fenton, I can see Fenton really causing a problem. So I think Feely will have to show his athletic ability by staying with Fenton all around the park. And indeed, when Kildare have the ball, making sure Brian Fenton goes on the defensive and getting Brian Fenton back into where our full-back going. But I just think overall, I think Dublin have too much. I think they have too much experience. I think they have too much talent. And they have too much belief within themselves that this is going to be another big year. As I said many times in the past, Dublin are not going to be judged unless Dublin win a Leinster title. Dublin are going to be judged if they win an All-Ireland title. And that's the one and only goal that this team have this year.
Yeah, Charlie, we heard from Jim Gavin earlier in the show. Now, that's what I call sport here on 98FM. And he spoke about his feeling that Kildare have a very settled side. They've shown that by picking the same team. And the return of a number of professional athletes in Paddy Brophy, Daniel Flynn and Paul Cribben all from the AFL, and a very, very fantastic soccer player in Kevin Feely, who was away in the UK and his home. His brother Rory actually played soccer for St. Pat's in the League of Ireland, and Kevin has come back and been straight in that Kildare team. Do you feel that experience of those players, apart from the other men of the team, but the ones who've played professional sport as such on an occasion like this, will help Kildare?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, let's put our cards on the table here. Kildare are not coming as any mugs to Croke Park today. Kildare are in with a chance of winning this. Now, everything has to go right for Kildare to win it, and a few things go wrong for Dublin if Kildare to prevail. I don't think that will all fall into situ for them today, but they're not without an opportunity, and they have some fine players in their team. McNally, a full forward, a corner forward, I should say, looked a fine player the last day. Brophy as well, he was all over the full forward line and half forward line, collecting ball and giving ball off. Cribben at wing back was rampaging forward, as was Lyons the last day. And Doyle and Bourne at centre back and wing back were also coming forward to telling effect. So I do believe that this Kildare team will put up to Dublin today the most serious challenge Dublin have faced in Leinster for a long time. But I just feel that they will fall short as when you come into those last 10 minutes when Dublin's power, their conditioning and their training will come to the fore. I think that's when Kildare will really, really struggle to live with this Dublin team. That's indeed if they're still in the game with 10 minutes to go.
And that is the voice of Dublin legend Charlie Redmond. Charlie, before we let you go, I need to ask you about the goalkeeper Stephen Cluxton, all over the news this week about the fantastic goalkeeper that he is. A piece in the Irish Independent yesterday entitled "Kickouts, Clean Sheets, Longevity and Shot Stopping: How Stephen Cluxton Changed the Face of the Game." And he's set to break a record later on today, Charlie. It's the 17th season and he's set to make his 88th senior championship appearance. Only Tomás O'Shea and Mark O'Shea have managed that to date, and Cluxton will join them in an elite club. And given his age, he's 35. Sports Joe are predicting he'll hit the 100 mark, but to hit 88 in goal for Dublin is a fantastic achievement. And he's the man between the six who's done so well over the last number of years, and we'll hope for some more years to come.
Absolutely. Like I've said it many times, that I played with John O'Leary, and I thought when I played with John, I'd never see a better goalkeeper than John. He did everything that a goalkeeper at that time needed to do. However, Stephen Cluxton alone has dragged the role of a goalkeeper from where it was to where it is today. Stephen Cluxton is a central and also integral part of the Dublin football team that we have. He is the one who gives away the ball the least amount of times. He is the one who delivers these kickouts with fantastic accuracy, you know, so often that it just defies logic and many times. But the distance at which he's kicking that ball is something fantastic. And he's done this not with coaching, not with a manager coming up to him and say, "I want to change the role of a goalkeeper." He has seen this himself, and to do that alone is something to behold. And all I can say is to young people and to old people who are more experienced at GAA than I am, just watch this man. This man is a legend. We might never see the likes of this Gaelic footballer again in our time. A man who has changed the face of the Gaelic games in the manner that he has. And anyone who goes to watch him, you know, behold it, because you might never see the likes again.
Charlie, finally, just we heard from Jim earlier on, and he was quite open with 98FM, Sean O'Regan, just talking about, you know, the recent controversy involving Dermot Connolly and you know, his own comments to the media and their refusal to do certain interviews. And it was described by Jim McGuinness as an outburst. Jim Gavin said, you know, he doesn't need to defend his team and their togetherness because they're honoured to go and play for Dublin. And he said he doesn't believe there's an agenda against Dublin since what happened with Dermot Connolly and the fact that Jim decided not to do some media. What have you made of how that's run and how Jim and everyone in Dublin has handled that?
I firstly would like to say that whatever Jim McGuinness says, I just completely disregard, because that man brought Gaelic games to the depths that it has never seen previously. And he himself actually chastised one of the great players of Donegal, Kevin Cassidy, and threw him off the panel for an interview, and a very past remarkable interview that he gave to somebody. So that man standing in with me has none. Jim Gavin has stood up for his player in a way that Jim McGuinness never did or never could do, because there's a huge amount of loyalty within this Dublin team. And when somebody wrongs a Dublin player, and the Dublin people believe that Dermot Connolly was wronged, they're going to stand up and they're going to fight for him, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that player is represented. And these players are fighting tooth and nail to give Dermot Connolly the chance to go back to Croke Park, albeit in a semi-final or the final, if we can't get there. They want Dermot Connolly to go on to Croke Park at some stage in this championship season, and that's their goal. And what Jim Gavin did, I'm 100%, and are all the players, past players who I've spoken to since the last game against West, 100% behind him, and hope he continues the ban on giving RTE any interviews. Now, Jim is a bigger man than me, and Jim decided enough is enough, and he'll give an interview today after the game. But whatever Jim decides, he'd do it for the betterment of Dublin, and not because somebody has coerced him or forced his hand. Jim will do what he believes is right, and whatever he does will be right.
Charlie, a prediction as always, please, sir.
I think Dublin will win by 8 points, if not more.
Charlie Redmond, as always, shooting from the hip here, and that's what I call sport on 98FM. Charlie, thanks a million. Enjoy the game, and we'll speak to you hopefully before what we think will be an All-Ireland quarter-final. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Jamie Sloan.
Yeah, that's Dublin legend Charlie Redmond. And before him, the manager Jim Gavin speaking to 98FM Sport ahead of today's Leinster football final. It's Dublin against Kildare at Croke Park with a 4 o'clock throw-in. 98FM's Oisín Langan will be there, so updates on air and on Facebook and Twitter at 98FM Sport all afternoon.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.